thank all the organizers for the invitation. So today I will speak about local solvability for certain kind of quasi-linear wave equation, which is the cubic wave equation. So the equation is following. So t is the time, and x is the space variable. So we fix two initial conditions, u naught. And u1, and the quasi-linear term is implicitly given by the following equation: qgk du du, where partial u denotes all the derivative of u, space and time. Qgk are quadratic form. And this notation is so this is summing over g and k of u. We will usually denote by gamma the initial data, and they will usually belong to the subwave classes. So, first question, I am interested to local solvability for this equation. That means that I am looking for small time and for a solution, unique solution, which lives in, on the this small time. Okay, so first thing to note is that if the value s minus 1, so if gamma, the initial condition are in the subwave space where s is large, so it is it's not difficult to show that this cubic equation has a local solution. And the question is, what happens when S go down? So the first thing, a good starting point is to look to the scaling of this equation. Namely, if we take a solution U and we associate U lambda defined by so it is easy to see that U lambda is also a solution for this equation. And the corresponding subwave space, which is invariant under this this scaling, is H U over 2. Is invariant under this scaling. Yes. No. The metric G is given implicitly by this equation.
So that shouldn't be a Poisson G. Are you saying that's what Poisson G?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Laplacian of each coefficient of this metric is given by quadratic form on all the derivatives of U. Yeah. So the space which is invariant under this scaling is H D over 2, which is heuristically the lowest bound to solve locally this equation. I will recall two results for this equation. So first, if S is greater than u over 2 plus 1 half, so using energy method, we can prove local existence in the energy space. The second result is due to Fourier channel, which is which get a better index here. So if we for dimension d greater than 4, if you fix, we denote by SD is d over 2 plus 1 half, and if the initial condition is in is in this Sobolev space, so there exists time t, and it gives a unique solution u. To the cubic quaternary equation in the energy space. So u is in continuous in time. And the uniqueness is obtained in this subclass. This is for the bigger than 5, and for dimension 4, the uniqueness is obtained in I will recall the definition of a Bezout space. And the G is in L1 time and infinity. So we have uniqueness in this subclass, and there is a big difference between dimension greater or equal to 5 and dimension 4, and maybe I will explain this later. Also, we have a lower bound of time effectiveness, so this is greater than here. We take, we write S alpha is S plus or small alpha. So. And the improvement obtained by this theorem are obtained using a weaker version of Ricard inequalities for the linearized equation, as I say to this equation. Just remark here, a similar problem was intensively studied by many people. So for another kind of equation, so if you take a quaternary equation where the metric depends only on u, so this has been studied, and g is a function from R smooth at time z 0 and 0 plus hyperbolicity hypothesis. The scaling of this equation is given by ST u over 2, and the energy method has energy u over 2 plus 1. And the question is to find u over 2 plus to get a better index for local solvability. So there are many people, so I can say Neumann, Horry and Chenault, Pepper, also Horianchana, also Tataru and another time, Smith and Sogge. So Smith and Tataru. Glenelman and Rodzinska. First, so Horry and Chenault obtained a loss of derivative, this, so equal to one half, and also Tataru, and then Tataru obtained 1/6, 1/5 plus, and recent, sorry? Yeah, this is the question mark. And yeah. And for the recent result by Smith and Tataru, so rho is four dimension greater than 3. So we can go to 0 here. And for dimension 2, so we can go to 1/4. And using a blow-up example of Alinac and Nimblad, the results of Smith and Tataru are sharp in V equal to 2 and 3. Okay, so our result, forgot to say that this is a joint work with Jamel from University of Tunis. So the theorem is the following. So first, did the case equal to 4 or 3. So we fix Q greater than 2, R between 2 and D. That's about the following. G of Q is less than D minus 1 over Q. So now, if we take S greater than D over 2 plus the loss of derivative and gamma in this Sobolev space, sorry? Yeah. This one? The next line? 2/Q. Sorry, yeah. Thank you. So, assume that the initial condition is small in the subreddit space, which is invalid under the scaling. Then we can solve locally this equation, and there is sine t, there is this unique solution of this quasi-linear cubical equation in the following class. So du is in the energy space. Intersect with the subbullet space, the Bezos space, and we have an estimate of the time of existence. So if we write S equal to S alpha I over 2 plus the loss of derivative plus alpha, then we have is greater than certain constant, which depends on alpha norm of the initial condition in the space alpha minus 1. Second result. So if dimension is greater or equal to 5, so we can rho is the loss of derivative. More here, norm the gamma, which is minus 1, is small enough. So we can improve the result of Florian Chernin, maybe Q. And the energy state. Dimension V, we can go until S greater than D over 2 plus 1/3. So we can increase R to get the better the smallest loss of derivative. And in dimension 4, so we can get S greater than D over 2 plus 1 over 8. Now I'll try to... Yes? Not for this equation. Not for the cubic quasi-linear wave. Because this is the quasi-linear wave equation, cubic. So the metric is given by this equation. And for quasi-linear cubic wave equation. Sorry. This is a similar
result.
Yeah.
Down to the same ignore estimates that I will have in dimensions of height.
I don't understand the question, please.
In 3 and 4 dimensions,
yeah.
You consider the quasi-linear equation,
yeah.
You get results similar to Smith and Pissarro, where they pushed it all the way down to the scaling point.
No, no. The scaling here is d over 2 for this equation. Yeah, but there is a range. Yeah, there is this restriction. So the better index that we can get is for r equal to d. So there is no hope to get one or to vanish this because the. For d equal to 3 or 4, we have this restriction, which is crucial.
You're blocking the equation.
Okay. So I'll try to explain the main idea. And a good starting point is to explore a priori estimate. So if we multiply this equation by dtu, integrate by part, estimate the commutator, and get an energy estimate, so we will get something like that. Get an energy estimate. It is sufficient to get an estimate of this term, and to get an estimate for this term, we will use Stricard inequalities. And for example, if S is greater than d over 2 plus 1/2. This is the index given by energy method. So dg is roughly d Laplace minus 1 u square. So using the law of product in Sobolev space, we can estimate this term using. Now to get better result, we can use Stricard inequalities and maybe try to fix some notation. Derivative. and prefix s greater than u over 2 plus rho, that means that we can write s as u over 2 plus rho plus certain alpha. So we will decompose any function in Fourier variable. So this is delta kf is the projection into frequency of size k. K is the fixed length. So, and we will denote Sg. So this is the projection into frequency less than k. And last, I record the norm in Besov spaces. Let's fix here 2 R here. So and we take the sum in small L R. Okay. Finally, I will recast inequality. So, if we have is function where the frequencies are localized on this ring, and also for box Q in this ring, so we can have precast inequality. So we can estimate LQLR norm of U. The energy that we have to pay with this power. So this is for the unhomogeneous wave equation. So now I will try to explain how to estimate this, the first derivative of the metric using Ricard inequality, even if U is solution of the wave equation. So let us assume that U is the solution of this equation. So we write and we want to estimate the n infinity norm of this metric. So we write the product using Boni decomposition. So we can write this product sum Sg minus 1 e square u delta g u plus Sg minus 1 du delta g u square plus the rest. So these terms are localized in a ring, and for the other term, so this is minus 1 and some option. So for example, let's start to estimate the first term. Can use Bernstein lemma. So we can go to LR norm in space, and we have to pay an infinity. LR, so we have to pay this derivative, because here everything is localized in a ring, and then so I have interpolated in time and Q, and then if we use the Stricard estimate given there, so we can estimate in this term by norm gamma g over 2 plus the loss of derivative square. Okay. Now for the other term, this is more easier, this one. More easier than this one, and the problem is for this term, which is localized in a ball. So we apply the projection delta k, so we fix in a ring. So we will obtain some certain n not different chain u. LQ in time, LR, and the units, and VU, LQ in time, LR. So here, I have to pay with Q, T, over R. And we can estimate this term, and here we have to assume that R is greater than 2 and less than D. So we can also estimate this term in this subnet space. So this means that if U is simply the solution of the usual wave equation, so we can get a loss of derivative which is equal to rho, and we can observe that this rho, this loss of derivative is equal to zero, equivalent that Q is equal to 2, and this is the critical index for Stricard couples. So for example, for D equal to 3, that means that Q is equal to 2 and R is equal. So diminishing an infinity, which is not an admissible couple. And for D equal to 4, so 2, 6, and we can see that for rho equal to for dimension 4, so we cannot, this series is not convergent, so that's why Julien Chemin used the bilinear estimate to get a better estimate for this term. Yeah. Which one? This one? So here, an infinity. So I have estimated here.
There can't be an odd number of normal. So we need one out. Ah.
So now I will sketch proof. So we will so first we will regularize the initial conditions, so and we will define an inductive scheme. So and we will define so G and T. So this is just G U1 which is localized, so just we localize in time, and we will define an inductive hypothesis, so which involves the energy norm. So we control the energy norm in the range S in G over 2 minus G over R plus alpha, with alpha is small, and D plus 1 over 2, which is the index given by energy method. And we want... Sorry? Okay, I will write it. Yeah, I will write it. And the control on the Stirling-Katz norm, so MQT, Q over R minus, is less than constant C naught. So this is the inductive hypothesis. So assuming that we have this is true, so we can get an estimate of the derivative of the metric. In fact, we can control, so assume Pn so we can assume we can estimate this in the Bode space D over R D over 2 1, which is embedded in an infinity, and using just the law of product in Sobolev space. So this is controlled by norm of the initial condition in in subordinate space. And the assumption that we work in with the initial condition with small size is crucial to get to ensure that the equation is hyperbolic, and so we can get energy estimate. So this is a consequence of PN and how to estimate the first derivative. So here, an infinity in time. The first derivative. Also, we estimate it in the space VR, R1, which is embedded in an infinity. And here we use Descartes, 0. Yes?
Is the only reason to look for small data to keep yourself hyperbolic? Or do you use that in other
places? Yeah, actually, we use it to prove that this hypothesis remains true for all n. This is also this. So here. So the main problem is to prove that this hypothesis is true for every n. Okay, So the first step, so parameterization of the equation. So here we localize the equation, this equation in a frequency fixed in a Courant and in a ring where the frequencies of the metric are small compared to the frequency that we were. So in fact, if we set delta k u, and I will drop the index n plus 1, so this new function satisfies the following equation. UK equal to 2 arrest, and we have a good estimate for the rest. So this is the first step. And second step is to establish an energy estimate, which is the following. An infinity time f minus 1 is left by c norm gamma f minus 1 c naught e to the power 2 rho. So this is the energy estimate. And to close the energy estimate, we have to estimate the solution u in with respect to Stricquart inequalities. And so this last step is to obtain this. So we can estimate is less than C. Times 1 plus C, C naught to rho. P1 plus 1 QT given R minus 1 half R2. So if T is small enough, so we can get the required inequality and then obtain the energy estimate. And so we prove that PN is true and we have the control of the metric. Do you have time? Okay, I'm finished.